federal firearms charges after a summer plea deal fell apart. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a Delaware courtroom, President Biden's son pleaded not guilty to three charges after being accused of lying about his drug use 5 years ago on a form used to buy a gun. Charges like those are rare, and Hunter Biden's lawyer says he plans to ask that the case be dismissed. Hunter Biden was indicted on the charges after a plea deal on tax and gun charges imploded. The agreement would have meant there'd be no criminal proceedings during his father's re-election campaign. Now, a special counsel has been appointed, and the case is on track for a possible trial as the election looms. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is back in court for the second day of his civil business trial. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
A day after intense opening statements on Monday, lawyers in the case on Tuesday are going through years' worth of Trump's financial documents. Talking with reporters after court Monday, Donald Trump says he scored a victory in court, with a judge seemingly agreeing that all transactions that closed before 2014 are now out of the case.
I was going to come out and say that, as you know, we're not entitled to a jury, which is pretty unusual in the United States of America, so we think it's very unfair that I don't have a jury, but the judge's last statement was very fair.
A lawsuit filed by New York's attorney general accuses Trump of lying for years about the value of his assets on statements given to banks. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
At least 37 people were burned to death after a blast at an illegal oil refinery in southern Nigeria, a local security official said on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Turkey launches a raids blitz in search of bomb attack links. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.